This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This is a buyer's market for steel consumers. Car makers, oil and gas drilling outfits, they've got their pick of who they want to buy their steel from. American steelmakers, which have been waiting for a pickup for years now, or foreign importers, cheaper foreign importers. From WCPN in Cleveland, Ohio, Brian Bull has that story.
Inside U.S. Steel's plants in Lorain, Ohio, steel tubes are cast, trimmed, and threaded. The freshly cast tubes are a dazzling neon orange, like a lightsaber from Star Wars.
Here at Lorain Tubular, we've made significant investments over the last 3 to 4 years to about $200 million.
Plant manager John Wilkinson says that's largely in response to the oil and gas boom from the Marcellus Shale development. But another big reason was that the Chinese had backed off from dumping its steel into the market in 2009 after several trade cases were filed. Wilkinson says after that, the company was feeling pretty good about things.
During that time frame, we now have seen the Korean imports start to take the place of the Chinese and actually exceed the levels that they were at during that time frame.
In other words, it's now South Korea that's doing the dumping, and the oil companies are all too willing to buy this cheap steel. Wilkinson says because of that, production at U.S. Steel's Lorain plants is just a third of what it could be. There's just not enough demand for its steel tubes.
This facility here would usually run around the clock, 24/7. A lot of these countries that are jumping into our market, I can't even make the product for what they're selling.
The Economic Policy Institute looked at this trend and saw that steel imports shot up 26% in the first 3 months of this year. Right now, there's 34,000 steel jobs in Ohio. But if this dumping continues, there's concern that plants will close. Rob Scott is an economist with the EPI.
China and South Korea and India and others have been investing in surplus steel capacity. We now have over 500 million tons of surplus steel production capacity. Much of that is generating steel that's being dumped on the United States. And as a result, steel producers have begun to lay off workers.
U.S. Steel blames dumping for its decision to idle plants in Texas and Pennsylvania.
Once you lose the steel mill and it shutters, it's pretty hard to bring it back.
Ned Hill is an economist at Cleveland State University. He says not only are foreign companies selling cheap steel here in the U.S., there are claims that they're also making knockoff steel for global buyers.
Every tube that comes out of a U.S. steel plant has a stamp that indicates the quality, and there have been charges that those stamps have been forged internationally. And if you have a weak piece of pipe, that can cause problems.
Meanwhile, U.S. Steel has filed suit against South Korea for circumventing fair trade laws, with the U.S. Department of Commerce expected to hand down a ruling by mid-July. In Lorain, Ohio, I'm Brian Bull for Marketplace.